I need to discuss this Kim Kardashian statue scandal because it's pissing me off so much. And the fact that once again, like, celebrities can get away with anything. All they have to say is, I didn't know anything about this, or I hired somebody to handle this. You know, that's talk to that guy, you know, zero responsibility. So in case you don't know about this story, Kim Kardashian's getting in a lot of trouble right now because there is a very rare statue that is in Italy that is owned by the Italian government, basically. So if you don't know this, so funny. I went to Rome with my mom. We had like a mother-daughter vacation. And we went to this restaurant that everybody goes to. It's like the place to go. Rachel Ray featured on her show and the food looked great. I was like, let's try it. Because, like, you know, we're such tourists, you know. Mm-hmm. So we got there and we wanted to see the wine cellar downstairs. And they said the wine cellar is closed because we started digging further to have a deeper wine cellar. And they hit a statue. And they ended up digging up this statue they thought was a Michelangelo statue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's so great that you put that up. Like, the restaurant's going to be even more popular. They said, oh, no. Any statues like that you find belong to the Italian government. You right. can't, even though they own the building and they own the property, a statue found there does not belong to them. So they brought on the government people and they were like, you know, little by little with like little tiny brushes and spoons, you know, excavating this statue. And you could see, you can look down and see as they were doing it, but you weren't allowed down there. This was like a big dig that was going on. So it was a statue like that, that Kim and Kanye, when they were still together, they were putting this house together. And I guess this person who works for Kim Kardashian has a couple of different shell companies that work for her. That are part of what she does, you know. So this one shell company had purchased this statue illegally and had it sent over, and it was in the shipping that they got caught. And it was found that this statue it's considered stolen because it belongs to the Italian government and it's here illegally. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be in a lot of trouble for this one. And I'm sure she's pinning it on Kanye because he's the one that does all the design stuff, and he's pinning it on the guy, the interior designer who came up with it in the first place, who that guy is now saying, I didn't know it was stolen. I just, you know, I said, I'd like that statue. And they said, great, we'll send it on over. So everyone is denying that, you know, anything had to do with, you know, that any of this is a scandal, but someone's going to be in a lot of trouble because that statue ended up here and they were caught. It's almost like smuggling cocaine. Mm-hmm. You know, like you bring the cocaine over, they catch it, they catch you, the cocaine up your hoochie. You know, you're in trouble.
It's like smuggling a statue. But that's
pretty much
that's wrong. If I dig down underneath my house and I find the Holy Grail, I don't own the Holy Grail.
Not if you're in Italy.
But it's my ground. I bought the land. I didn't buy 10 feet under the ground. I bought all the way to hell. All the way down, maybe to China. I own all that.
Okay, so in America, it will be yours, and you can definitely have a good argument for why it's yours, but you clearly do not understand what goes on in Italy. It's very different in Italy than it is here, believe me. In fact, one of the problems they have in Italy, they're still very censored. Like, you and I couldn't get on the radio in Italy and say whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. There's a list of things we can't say. We would not just get fired, but potentially jailed, or blackballed and never work again.
Or killed. You
know, well, not killed. I'm going to kill you in Italy. It's Italy.
You know, yeah, mafia has nothing to do with censoring radio in Italy. So
no, the mafia doesn't. No, it's the government. It's the Italian government who don't let you say things. There was a famous story about a comedian who's kind of like the David Letterman of Italy. Mm-hmm. And he made jokes about the Italian government and then had to go into hiding. I'm not even kidding you. That actually happened.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, so Kim and Kanye are screwing with Italy, and I think they don't realize, you know, you can't screw with Italy. Italy is not going to, they don't take lightly to the Kims and Kanyes of the world. So, you know, this story is not going anywhere, and I'm telling you about it because you're going to be hearing about it. It just like broke today, and this is going to be a thing.